السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, exactly at this time last week Thursday, exactly at this time, because here it is quarter past seven, there it was quarter past six or 20 past 6, we were standing at the Rauza Mubarak and reading As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين. It's only Allah تبارك وتعالى who out of his ihsan, fazal and kindness and as a favor takes to those mubarak places, not so that we may get some kind of status symbol that we made so many umrahs and so many hajj, not so that we may consider ourselves as holier than others, more pious and more righteous than others, and more favored than others. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes so that we may take lessons from those mubarak places, so that we may make tawbah and istighfar there, so that we may cry out before Allah ta'ala at his mubarak house, and so that we may stand at the Rauza Mubarak and ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make shafaat for us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes there so that we may look at the mountain of Uhud and take lessons from the mountain of Uhud. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon e wafa se sabak le ke paband e dastoor rahunga. I will look at the mountain of Uhud and I will take lesson that look how 70 people gave their lives for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst whom was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Musab ibn Humayr radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah bin Jash radiyallahu ta'ala, and so many other sahabas. How they gave their lives for the defense of the deen of Islam and in the muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will write the history of Islam with our pens, and they wrote the history of Islam with their blood. So we will take lessons from the Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se, how wafadar they were, how faithful they were, how trustworthy they were. If they said that we have believed in you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they proved it with the khun of shahadat. We cannot give up sins. We cannot perform 5 times salat. We cannot keep our beards 1 fist length. We cannot keep our pants above the ankles. We cannot even do simple things in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot give our zakat properly. We cannot fast properly. Even if we go for Hajj, we know what kind of Hajj we perform and come. So the taqazas of deen, they fulfilled those taqazas. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it was easy for them to carry it out because they had that steam of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam in their lives. That steam moved them. They never looked back. They never feared anything or anyone besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That natural fear that we have of hijackers, of dogs and of elephants and of lions, that is natural. We're not talking about that fear. Even the greatest wali of Allah ta'ala, he won't jump out of his car in Kruger National Park, say, because I'm a wali of Allah ta'ala, so the lion won't do anything to me. Have you seen any wali of Allah ta'ala? He might tighten his window even more than the others. So that fear is natural. But in deen matters, they feared none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had great love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and great fear of Allah ta'ala's azab also. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes them out of His ihsan and fazl and kindness so that we may take lessons. So that we may become changed people. So that our hearts may undergo a revolution and change when we look at everything around there. And of course every country has its own tourist attraction. India has its Taj Mahal. United States of America had its Empire State Buildings. And they also had the Twin Towers, but both of them passed away. Both passed away. Twins mar gaye ho ke. Fatiha padha gaya uska khatam. So all countries of the world, Swiss has got its mountains. Different countries, Zimbabwe, no matter what the currency may be, they say they're printing one note now, 100,000. A note of 100,000, and it'll be worth 6 rand 75 cents. So if anybody wants to become a multimillionaire, just go across the border and you're multimillionaire. Exchange your few rands and you're multimillionaire. So every country has got some things. Zimbabwe has got its Victoria Falls. But which country of the world can say that I have got the one for whom the entire universe was created? The heavens were made. The earth was made. The waters of the ocean were made. This world and the hereafter, also that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going to come into this world. Khulasa of kainat, that ground on which he lies, or he was placed to rest. We must not picture Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as lying in his grave, na'uzu billah, like how we place our dead people. Allah ta'ala immediately gave him life. And what is happening in there, we can't understand. But when he was placed to rest on that ground, so that piece of ground is more precious, more valuable. Its status is even higher than that of the arsh of Allah tabaraka. So what must be his position then? We have many places in the world where they have built green domes now. But do you get angels of the world carrying durood and salam to that green dome that we... Many masajid in the world you find now, they've built green domes. In our country too there is. But you won't get angels from around the world carrying the durood and salam and bringing it onto that green dome, bringing it to the Rosa Mubarak. That is only the speciality of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's green dome. The Nuraniyat there, the Ruhaniyat there. I keep on saying that we don't have our receivers right. There's a nice transmitter here from this masjid and it's transmitting. Now if we have somebody reading beautiful Naat Sharif, beautiful Qiraat, giving beautiful waz and talk and nasihat. So it is being transmitted. But on the other side, the person must have the receiver to receive it. If you don't have the receiver right, the components and parts are broken, damaged. So then you won't receive anything. So we won't blame the transmitter then. Noor is being generated and transmitted from the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent that we can't understand. But we must have our hearts purified, cleaned, plenty of istighfar, tawbah, plenty of tawbah and a pledge to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we are not going to return to those sins. And if it involves the rights of others, payments due to others and many other kind of things that are related to others, then the person asks that person for forgiveness, asks for extension of time, repays what he has to pay. Namaz, roza, zakat, whatever qazas he has to make. Then see how you receive the nur there. No one can deny that it is full of nur, full of nur. But if we are not filling our pails and our buckets, then it means that we've got our bucket upside down. So no place in the world can say that they've got Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes there so that we may take lessons. Take lessons from Khandaq. Look how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself with his companions is digging the trench. He's digging the trench in severe winter. They hardly have got clothes. No food in the stomach. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is tying two stones on his belly. And he's digging the trench for the defense of the deen of Islam, for the propagation of the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for the propagation of the Quran Sharif, to bring the ummah into a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make them worthy of entry into Jannah, deserving of entry into Jannah. So for all those reasons, look at, take lessons from everything. Now we have to go into history, we can go on the whole night, and that's not my purpose. This is a zikr majlis. We have gathered here for the purpose of zikr, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that we just returned, so everybody wants to hear a word or two about Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. So we say these few things, but not out of pride or bragging or what do we know whether Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was pleased with our coming there or not. Did we do justice to our stay there or not? Each one knows how he lived in that Mubarak city and land for the number of days that he stayed there. What was his condition? Where was his heart? Where was his mind? Where was his soul? Sometimes the body is there, physical body is there, but the heart, mind and soul is not there. It is in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in the souks and in the shopping complexes. Just one, two namaz and back there. One, two tawaf and back there. Day in and day out. Hours and hours are spent there. And then the person comes back with bags filled. When the people say, what did you bring? Then they open the bag. And they say, see what I brought. And I keep on saying that that is not the mal of Madina Sharif. The mal of Madina Sharif does not go into bags. The mal of Madina Sharif comes into hearts. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tawazu and humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The khushu and khuzu in the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The charity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The generosity, the kindness, the compassion, the mercy, the forgiveness, shukr and sabr. The sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now all that comes into the heart. Now you can't open your heart and show it to anybody that this is what I brought inside my heart. You can't open it and show it. That will be seen in the actions of the person. Bag you can open and show. And I don't say it's haram. I repeat, it's not haram to buy some gifts for family members, friends. It's permissible. But that must not be the objective. Now the heart you won't be able to show. The bag you can open and show. So if you can't show the heart, then how do you know what you brought from there? So that will be seen by our family members. It will be seen by our wives what we brought from there. Our parents what we brought from there inside the heart. It will be seen by our friends. It will be seen by our customers and clients. It will be seen by our suppliers. It will be seen by the people that we trade with and deal with. It will be seen by our children. It will be seen by our musallis in the masajid. In other words, the display of our character now will show what we brought inside our hearts. That person's namaz will show that this person came from there. That person's dua will show that he came from there. That person's humility will show he came from there. That person's charities will show that he came from there. That person's compassion and kindness and sympathy will show that he came from there. His akhlaq will show that he came from Madina Sharif. Otherwise he went like any tourist goes and came back. Hajj Allah Ta'ala made farz only once in a lifetime. Only once. Any other Hajj he makes after that, it is nafil, or he's making Hajj Badal or anything else, but his farz Hajj is only one. So it shows Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made Hajj farz only once in a lifetime, even though that person may be a multi-millionaire or a billionaire, but his Hajj is farz only once in a lifetime. And it is not even farz on the person who cannot afford. The person who cannot afford, it's not farz. The poor, the needy, or the person who doesn't have the amount of money to go for Hajj and come back, then it's not farz. So that shows very, very clearly that it will not be possible for every person to make it to Makkah Sharif or Madinah Sharif, whether it is for Hajj or for Umrahs or for Ziyarat. It's not going to be possible. There will be large number of people who cannot make it. Some will go every year, some will go more than once a year, and some will not be able to make it even in a lifetime. So the tasalli, the consolation that they are being given, that you don't have to be disappointed, you don't have to feel down, you don't have to feel that we cannot get any kind of closeness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because we cannot go there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnat, the person who makes amal on it, he is there in Madinah Sharif, even though his body is here. If his heart is there, then he is there. If his actions and amal, they display the love, project the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are there. And if they are there, but they've got, haven't got that kind of love, or they are not in practicing upon deen and sharia, or they are indulging in haram and sins, then they are there, but they are not there. So if a person makes it, then he must not consider himself to be above others. Must not adopt an holier than thou attitude. That person must be even more concerned. He must make more istighfar, more tawbah. Khair, in any case, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take each and every one there so that we may take lessons from whatever is happening there or whatever happened there. It is history that is all around this, nothing but history. Again, Makkah Sharif, place of birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Kaabatullah Sharif there. The cave of Hira where the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. Which place is there that doesn't have a history? So therefore I recite this Naat Sharif again, although we just returned. Rang laengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Rang laengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. Rang laengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. O Allah, when will my tears bear fruit, that once again I proceed in the direction of Madinah Sharif? That when I see the green dome, in excitement, in ecstasy, in joy, in happiness, I recite Durood Sharif. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. So no one has to despair, cry before Allah Ta'ala. He is the one that makes the arrangements. He facilitates it. Rang laengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. Jab huzuri ka alam ata ho,
جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
When I get the opportunity to stand at the Rauza Mubarak, then I pour my heart out before my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I say to him, Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ اِزْظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاؤُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Many times you've heard this ayat in the translation and commentary, the gist of which, for those who may not have heard it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says it's only the gist. I'm just giving you the meaning that if they had, those people who harmed themselves, their souls, they did some sin, did something wrong, made some mistakes, if they had come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they seek forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for their sins, because Allah Ta'ala is the only one who forgives. So they seek forgiveness and they ask you, that is Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask him, that must make shafaat, intercede on their behalf. Then they would have found Allah Ta'ala most forgiving, most merciful. So when I get that opportunity to be there, jab huzuri ka alam ata ho, so then I tell him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here I am present now. I am your slave. I pour my heart out. I seek his intercession. One Bedouin came to the Rauza Mubarak and he said, Oh Allah, you have ordered that slaves must be set free. Here is your slave. At the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's saying, Here is your slave. And I seek salvation, freedom. If you are going to free me, if you're going to forgive me, then your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is here, he will become pleased and happy. You will become pleased and happy. And the only one that will become annoyed and displeased will be Shaitan. So forgive me and please your beloved. A voice was heard that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. So many people collapsed there. As a Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh was present at the time when Hazrat Sayyidah Madrifai Rahmatullah Alayh came there. There were 90,000 people there. And he said, Fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursiluha. When I was far away, I used to send my soul to come and make salam to you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today I am here at your Rauza Mubarak. Extend your hand so that I may... The hand emerged. 90,000 people cannot be lying. There was no gate around at that time. He kissed the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many people have heard reply to their salam, the voice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Wa alayka salam, ya waladi.
جب حضور کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. We say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala make my death in Madinah Tayyibah, that I don't return from here to my home.
to my village, to my country. Chupke, chupke, ye mange duaye. No one else knows what we are asking in our heart. But of course, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only knows how long we are going to live and where we are going to die. So no matter how much of dua I made there to remain behind even this year, but looks like your duas are stronger because so many people from here were SMSing and writing and phoning. They say, Maulana, please come back this year. Some other time Allah Ta'ala must take you there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must bless us all with that in Madina Tayyibah. We have to die someday or the other. And we are going to die in which manner we don't know. In an accident or what, in which way we are going to die. So why not seek death in Madina Tayyibah, Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Whether we get it or not, but our desire was there. Who knows, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on that desire will forgive us.
Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke ye mange duaye, rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye, rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye, rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Oh Allah, make me yours. At the multazam I ask for house, I ask for car, I ask for wealth, I ask for gold and silver, I ask for property, I ask for children. All is jais, all is permissible. We must ask everything from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But something that we must ask there is that, oh Allah, you become ours and make us yours. If Allah Ta'ala is ours, everything will work in our favor. If Allah Ta'ala is not ours, nothing will be in our favor. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. And I mentioned in 2-3 bayans that at the multazam, there was one person making dua. Elderly person too. Ya Allah, custom walo ko andha kar de. Bahut saman hai mere Allah, bahut saman. La hawla wa la quwwata. Ya Allah, make the people in the custom blind. Too much goods I got. So some people make like that kind of dua at the multazam. Strange things happen. One person made a phone call somewhere. He's standing next to me. He made a phone call somewhere. And then he's screaming and saying, Ab tum multazam par ho, zor se. Dua mango, dua mango. He put the cell phone on the multazam and he says, so now wherever you are at the multazam, make dua now. Ye bhi ek naya tarika hai dua mangne ka. Cell phone rakh de wahan. Ha, multazam par ye mange dua hai, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange dua hai, rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Duas at the multazam I accepted. With the immediate, you see the fruits of that dua, or in your lifetime,
So sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives you something better than what you asked, but du'as at Multazam are accepted. We made du'as just recently at the Multazam, and I've already seen the fruits of those du'as, so many of those du'as, the fruits I've already seen. Within hours sometimes you see it, and sometimes within seconds you see it. And even at the Roza Mubarak, when you ask for intercession and all that, you see it within seconds or within hours. There was a person from Riyadh. He was working as a manager in one of the hotels, 5-star hotels in Riyadh. He stood at the Roza Mubarak and he poured his heart out because he is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He spent 3 or 4 years at one Darul Uloom. But coming a manager in Riyadh, one of the conditions was that he must be clean shaven. So he shaved his beard off. And that was the condition. Now if he wants to stay there, he's got to do that. But his conscience was worrying him. He was very, very hurt, at least that much, because of his ilm. So it brought him on the right track. So he went there and he was crying it out. And then we were sitting a little behind there. And he came straight to me. And he shook hand and he said, "I'm so and so, and I was given ishara from the Roza Mubarak to come and contact you here." So I said, surprising, I looked at him, I said, "Who are you, where are you from, and all the rest of it." Then he gave me a story. And he says, "I was given that kind of a distinct ishara that I must ask you for direction." So he told me whatever his problem was, then I explained to him that risk is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you are right here in Riyadh, which is not far from Madina Sharif, and you're trying to get your rizq in a manner that is displeasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. So he'll give you the rizq, but there'll be no barakat in it. And again, so many incidents of how Allah Ta'ala provides from sources unknown. You must have that yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is the provider. Although we do say that don't just leave that job immediately if your yaqeen is not strong. Then keep searching like an unemployed person searches, but keep on making istighfar and tawbah. But in your case, I say, have that yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. After I gave all those examples, then I said, Madina Sharif has got hundreds of hotels here. Why don't you go outside and go and ask somewhere or the other? Any case, after that meeting, he went outside. And he met us again the next day. He says, "As soon as I left you, I went outside and I met some friend or someone that I had met in India or somewhere. And then he asked me what you're doing. I explained to him. And he said, come with me, bring your CV, bring your application, bring this thing, you'll get a hotel in Madina Sharif to work for." And that's exactly what I told him. Why ask for hotel in Riyadh? Ask for it in Madina Sharif. And make the niyat of khidmat of hujjaj. Now not even a few minutes after he comes out and his problem is solved. So it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who does. Must have that yaqeen. So multazam du'as are like that too. Therefore must be very, very careful. Don't make statements there which if accepted then the person will suffer. Especially when the person is scolding his children or having some argument or something like that. Must be very careful what we say to our wives, what we say to our children. Please, there is just for acceptance of du'as. We have seen how many people suffering after they made some kind of statement and it was accepted. Then they start regretting. Even in joke, the person must not say things which if accepted, then the person will suffer. So many incidents of that kind.
Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye maange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye. Rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, tera dard e mohabbat sunaye. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, जितने आलम हो तुझ पर लुटाए, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए। तेरा दर्दे मोहब्बत सुना कर सारे आलम को मजनू बनाए, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए।
Ya Allah, use me to move around and light up the fire of your love in the hearts of people around the world. That is what the Muslim should be. Light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq.
Sare alam ko majno bana kar mere maula tere geet gaaye, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Lazzate qurb paakar teri hum lazzate do jahan bhool jaaye, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए। जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद, कह के सुन ले आला झूम जाए। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن Oh Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation to come upon this servant of yours. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, whole night he spent there reading this one sher, and yet he was such a wali of Allah. So, oh Allah, don't cause any kind of shame, embarrassment, humiliation in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, wherever it may be. I know, O Allah, that I am a very sinful person. I've got many, many bad deeds and actions. But don't expose me in front of the people. Don't expose my sins, whether in this world or qabr or in the hereafter. It is Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan that He has kept our sins concealed. If only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had dealt with us like He dealt with the Bani Israel, that the sins that they committed in the day was written on the doors at night. And the sins that they committed at night were written on the doors and everyone could read it in the morning. Then what would have been our condition? Which one of us would have been able to raise our head and walk with respect and dignity? Ey khuda e bandara ruswamakun Badam man sirri man pehdamakun Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا أرحم الراحمين Oh my beloved Allah Oh my most beloved Allah O my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most kind Allah, most generous Allah, most beneficent Allah, most tolerant Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. ہم تیرے گنہ گار بندے تیرے سامنے اپنے ویک کا پیالہ پھیلائے ہوئے یا اللہ وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈڈ اور بیگنگ بول بیفور یو وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک سروینٹس آف یورز ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی انڈلج ان سنز اینڈ وائسز اینڈ ایولز وی یوز یور باؤنٹیز یور نعمتس یور گفٹس for your disobedience یا اللہ دی گریٹ نعمت آف سائٹ فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس
ni'mat of speech for your disobedience, the great bounty of hearing for your disobedience, our heart and mind, our hands and feet for your disobedience. Ya Allah, it is only you who can tolerate so much. In spite of all our sins, you still give us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ya Allah, sins haven't brought any person any kind of permanent pleasure or happiness. Ya Allah, it has brought nothing but misery and restlessness and anxiety and worries. For the disbelievers, this dunya is jannat. But Ya Allah, no believer can find any kind of happiness in any kind of sin. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. We don't want to return to those sins anymore. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, my Allah. Recently we have been hearing, listening and reading of so many people, suddenly the visas of life were cancelled. The visas of life were cancelled suddenly. Young, fit, healthy people with everything going for them. But the visas of life were cancelled. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, give us the realization that it is only in your obedience and obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will find peace, tranquility, sukoon and happiness. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, you have given man the art of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, the science of transplant, just as you have given to man of the physical heart. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Our hearts are damaged beyond repair, my Allah. Our physical hearts are gone beyond repair. Ya Allah, even a bypass is not going to help. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart. Ay, mere Allah, you gave man the art of the invention of computer chips. It records millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunaho par tera delete button daba de. Mere Allah, delete button daba de. How are we going to face you on the day of judgment, my beloved Allah? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In our lives, my beloved Allah, there is no ishq and muhabbat of yours and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin mere Allah, we are ashamed, we are regretting, we express remorse and shame. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you all our sins and we are asking you for forgiveness of our sins. Mere Allah, hamare gunaho ko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay Allah, ek nigahe karam aur hamare gunah maaf ho jayegi. Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our excessive indulgence in sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hum to napaak hai, gande hai, siyakar hai, mujrib hai, khatakar hai. گندے ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. My beloved Allah, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? Who else is there for us besides you, my Allah? All treasures lie with you. Our life in your control. Our sight and hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver, lungs and kidneys all in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. If you order the ground to shake and swallow each and every one of us, Ya Allah, nobody can stop and prevent it. Ya Allah, you can send the gale force winds against us. You can send the flood waters against us. But oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You don't love punishment. You want everyone to turn towards you. Even when you send disasters, the objective is to turn towards you. You want us to turn towards you. Ya Allah, that is exactly what we are doing at this very moment. And you are watching us, my beloved Allah. We haven't raised our hands before some idol that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Allah, humne tere samne haath phailaye hai. Allah, humne tere samne haath phailaye hai. You are watching us, you are listening to us. You know the thoughts also which are crossing in our minds. How ashamed we are of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, mankind is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of drought and famine and floods and all destruction and disasters. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have suffered, oh my beloved Allah, make it easy for them to get back onto their feet. Ya Allah, unki haal par raham farma, unki madad farma, unki nusrat farma. And those Muslims who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. And give their kith and kin sabr jameel and ajr azim. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. We are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. Hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Bless us with complete shifa from spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to du'as. And shifa and cure is in your hands. Ya Allah, so many have undergone operations. So many people are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, so many are in homes, in clinics. And so many amongst us who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, different kinds of ailments and sicknesses and diseases they are suffering from. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa. Complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy and a blessing. But Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Change the condition of sickness and the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Oh my beloved Allah, don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai mere bawla. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai. Hamari azmaish mat kar. Hamari azmaish mat kar. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. اے میرے پیارے مولا, ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove all their difficulties. Protect us and safeguard us from borrowing from the banks on interest. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our stoves and furniture all on interest, and even the food and groceries we buy on interest, how can we ever expect barakat and rahmat in our homes? Ya Allah, give us the realization. Protect us and safeguard us from borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us for our mistakes, our errors which we may have done. Ya Allah, hamari aindha zindagi durust kar de. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, those who have got children, but those children have gone into drugs and drinks and wine and women and all kinds of evil. Oh my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Give the parents the himmat, the courage to get rid from their homes and lives of those things that have brought such corruption. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to get rid from our homes of all that literature and those movies and TVs which are causing so much of destruction to our morals and that of our children. Ey Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Mere Mawla, hum se razi ho ja. Hum jaise bhi hai, hum se razi ho ja.
ہمیں اپنا بنا لے، ہمارا بن جا، اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری، اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا وکن، گر بدم من سر من پیدا وکن، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes and properties, protect our wives and children and parents and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our masajid, madaris and all institutions of deen. Ya Allah, protect them. Protection is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Hamari hifazat farma. Tamam deeni kamo ko qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, reading some filthy literature, watching some filthy sight on the internet, or stuck glued to some filthy picture on the television screen. Angel of death is not going to inform. He's not going to inform, my beloved Allah. Suddenly he's going to strike. Ha, oh my beloved Allah. Don't let our death come in a state that you are displeased with us. Don't let any embarrassment, shame come upon us or our families. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar Day and destined Day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state of bark that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, let it be the best day of our lives. Ay vere pyare Allah. Ay vere pyare Allah. Hum kidhar jaye? Fitnas are lashing at us from our right, from our left, from in front of us and behind us and pouring from above us. Which way do we turn, my Allah? Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Bless each and every one with hidayat. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. For those who have become stubborn, arrogant, obstinate, and made up their minds they will continue with the persecution, torture, and bombarding and destroying the property and life of the Muslim Ummah. Then, Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Oh, my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause their ships to sink, cause division and disunity amongst their ranks. Unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, all his life he made duas for us. How much he cried for us. How much of sacrifices he made for us. How much of his blood was shed, Ya Allah. In Uhud, in Taif, and so many places. Ya Allah, his concern where his Ummat is. We sinful ones today, Ya Allah, his concern was sinful ones like us. Ya Allah, he made dua for us all the time, and especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 shining stars. Each and every one of them with a purified heart. How much he prayed for us. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the duas that he made after kissing the Hajr Aswad. The duas that he made in the Mataf. The duas that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne hatim ke andar namazen pad kar jo manga. Mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga. Multazam se chimat kar ke jo manga. مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے جو مانگا, زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا, and the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, and the duas that he made in Mina, and in Arafat, that sinless masoom Nabi from Zuhr till Maghrib extended his hand and begged for us. How much he teared it, his beard was wet with his tears. Ya Allah, and the duas that he made in Muzdalifa, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children and parents with that goodness, our family members with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, whosoever has raised his or her hand, whatever good wishes, good desires, good aspirations they have, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Unki nek tamannao ko pura karde. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the sicknesses, the weakness that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their hardships, their problems, their suffering, their pain, their grief, their sorrow. Mere Allah, apne fazl o karam se unki pareshaniyon ko dur. Why else have we gathered here, my Allah? We have gathered with great hope in you. Ey Allah, hamari duao ko rad mat farma. Don't return our hands empty, my Allah. Ab jaise bhi hai, qubool kar. قبول کر لے ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.